Another Kennedy has entered politics. Joe Kennedy III, grandson of the late U.S. Senator Robert Kennedy, spent his first day as a candidate in the 4th Congressional District yesterday. Kennedy is running to succeed retiring Congressman Barney Frank. WBUR's Fred Tice has more.
Joe Kennedy's official entry into the race came out on the web. In the video, we see the athletic 31-year-old with a shock of flaming red hair and clear green eyes doing things such as helping an old lady down some steps.
I believe this country was founded on a simple idea that every person deserves to be treated fairly by each other and by their government. But that's not happening in America anymore.
The way the campaign has begun, with a video and a tour of the district, no speech, is becoming a trademark of Kennedy's consultants, Doug Rubin and Kyle Sullivan. They're also strategists for Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren. They've worked on Governor Deval Patrick's campaigns and those of Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas. But the plush video might just as well have been a remake of the films Kennedy's great-grandfather and namesake, Joseph Kennedy Sr., among many things a movie producer, might have made. Joe III represents the fifth generation of Kennedys in politics. If he succeeds, he would resume his family's long line in Congress, broken last year when his cousin, Patrick Kennedy, gave up his Rhode Island seat. In Newton, journalists asked Kennedy to back up his contention that Americans aren't being treated fairly by their government. He drew on his experience as a Harvard Law School student.
One good example would be some of the work that I did as a legal aid attorney, where tenants, we represented many families who are paying their rent on time, we're doing absolutely nothing wrong, but yet through the foreclosure crisis, we're evicted by banks and put out on the street, destabilizing their families when they did absolutely nothing wrong, and that's not right.
When you're a Kennedy, your first foray on the campaign trail is scrutinized closely. So here's the review. Kennedy seemed shy, but at ease with the press. His was a polished performance, free of the hesitations that forced his cousin, Caroline Kennedy, to reconsider a run for the U.S. Senate. Joe Kennedy has already won the endorsement of the AFL-CIO. No one else asked for it. And he's also won the endorsement of the SEIU, the Service Employees International Union. In that case, Kennedy won over the union members speaking in English and in Spanish in the Dominican Village accent he picked up in the Peace Corps. Some of the voters Kennedy greeted in the diner inside the Newton Center station were already predicting a landslide.
Talk about Colton Newcastle. I mean, you didn't even have to shake my hand. It's like, check.
Well, I appreciate it.
You know,
it's day one.
So it's better to get 95% than 92.
You know, so you got two votes. You got my vote.
Yeah, exactly.
Newton, the city with the most voters in the district, is a Democratic stronghold, as is Brookline next door. But that doesn't mean that all of Kennedy's encounters with voters on his first day were easy. Still, when he met a skeptical voter, he dealt with her with grace. That's what happened with Mary Tomitz. She was definitely not impressed with Kennedy. She asked him why he's even running.
You have Stanford and Harvard.
Yep.
You've never run for office before.
Nope.
How are you on abortion?
No choice.
Okay, well, I'm pro-life. I had two adopted children, Irish Catholic.
Okay.
And your mother did a great job with you.
Kennedy, who's recently engaged, moved out of his mother's home in Cambridge, which is not in the district, to Brookline 2 weeks ago. Kennedy has 6 primary opponents. The only poll so far by UMass Lowell shows that if he beats his Democratic challengers, he would defeat Republican Sean Bilott of Norfolk by a landslide, 60% to 28%. But Bilott believes redistricting could help the Republican candidate.
It's a much fairer district. The partisan breakdown, when you consider leaning Democrats, leaning Republican, is much more even than in the old 4th. So I think it's a great opportunity to have a real competitive election.
2 years ago, Bilott ran a strong race against Congressman Barney Frank. In the end, Frank won re-election, but Bilott took 18 towns in the district. Unfortunately for Republicans, 7 of those towns have been taken out in redistricting. But the good news for Republicans is that 15 new communities have been added to the district, and all of them voted for Scott Brown in the Senate race 2 years ago. So Kennedy is entering a race for what was once a safe Democratic seat, but now looks more competitive. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.